Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on at your crib?
What's going on at your crib?
Praise God!
Yes, sir! Make the choice today. Who you gonna serve?
And greetings, Hotep family. You've got your Omiika 7 live coming to you right from my living room and my studio combined together. How's everyone doing this evening? I hope everyone is fair to Midland because we are doing just fine in the Care to Read room. And we like to wake up those mothers out there and those fathers and tell them to come right on into the Care to Read room. This evening's feature is again the same discussion, talking about treatment for the female, treatment for the woman this evening, ladies and gentlemen, with aromatic and dealing with the essential oils and treating the female of the family, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. We'd like for you to join us this evening. We are a consumer and science room. We focus in on closing a gap of disparity. We are underwritten by Project 2019. And we are certainly interested in making you aware of Afrocentric topics. And one of the topics that we've been featuring this month is for working on the mother of the family, making sure she has the opportunity to look at other alternative health measures for treating herself. You know, sometimes, ladies, we get so busy that we get everybody to the doctor for their preventative maintenance and for their checkups but ourselves. And when we get a little owie, we let it go. And sometimes it progresses and gets worse. But if we're quick to apply some home remedy, as soon as we get that little ouch or owie, then we can be certain that we're going to stop the infection, cut down on the spread of diseases. And one of the things I want to tell you is that essential oil is a natural antibiotic, has been used in hospitals over in Europe for years as an antiseptic, just like they would use antibiotics. So when you get into the reading and understanding of the essential oils, you'll see that it has been inbred with antihistamines to fight off infection and bacteria. Isn't that good for us? So that we can begin the process of putting this oil topically on our bodies to prevent us from engaging in any type of environmental disease infection control area. We can inoculate ourselves against those diseases, women, and that's what we're talking about. Yesterday, we talked about the psychological balance of the woman and making sure she understood that when we get a little off balance because of these hormones, we can find home remedies in our home to treat us. We do not have to resort to using allopathic medicine that's psychotropic. That's right, ladies. Now I said it. We do not have to resort to that. We have an alternative. And we need alternatives in this world because most of us have our backs against the wall and we figure we have no way of escape. But God always provides a way of escape for his people. I want you to know that. And we're family in this room. Can we talk here? Yes, we are family. When we are pressing forward and bringing God's word forward, calling his name each day, acknowledging his good work, and allowing him to put us in his plan, we can believe that God will not let anything slip upon us. He will alert us at all times. And he will give us favor, much favor. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that he will give you much favor. And don't be fretful in well-doing. And we're doing what we've been called to do, and that's uplift the name of God in this room and acknowledge our ancestors and make sure at all times that we're summoning them to the circle of life. And we're on our way to Canaan land. I'm going to take a station identification right here, give you a chance to get yourself together, but we're on our way to Canaan land up in this room. And I want you to know that. And being that we're on our way to Canaan land, I'm going to ask you to go with us.
I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Glory, hallelujah. I'm on my way. If you don't know, remember me. If you don't know, remember me. I'm on my way.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're on our way to Canaan Land. That's the Soulful Jackson Singers, my group and I, who sang over in Europe. That's our last CD we produced. And we'll be playing cuts from that CD this evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome every one of you back. And we're getting ready to go over to the talking chair area. If you stand to your feet for me, walking over to the talking chair room is always a delight. And when we go to that area, we're going to be wading in the water and making sure that the water will take care of everything that we need in our lives. Water is purified, and water knows no enemy, and it is neutral, ladies and gentlemen. And as we go over to that area, I want you to prepare yourself, putting your hands up in the air as if you're ready to receive. And if you're ready to receive, take out your list of your ancestors' names. This part you can participate in. And we want to acknowledge Akamare. Akamare is Godhead himself. He is a manifestation of Oladudamare. This is the name of the African god, and there is a creation story from the African race. Most of you African Americans probably have never heard it, but you ought to take time to research and find out about your heritage. Akamare created the three manifestations of Ilele, which is full of ratification and full of fire. He created Oladulamare, who he assigned a commission to be here on earth. He is also approachable, where you can interact with him. And then your Ori is the one that works with you inside of your head. He is the one that you give credit to for giving you wisdom. And Akamare is a manifestation, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot approach Akamare. He is combustible. He is full of fire. He is radiant. He is the one that created the universe, but he gave us dominion over the universe. He could not come here and frequent this room or this area if he wanted to, because he gave dominion to us. And because of that, we can't go skipping into glory, standing before him, because we will become shattered. He is combustible. He is fully pure, ratified energy. I want you to understand that. So don't let anybody tell you you're going to come before God or you're going to the heavens where God resides. God has given you dominion over this earth, and he has set it straight. He gave three manifestations of himself for you to interact with. Ladies and gentlemen, Ilede, Oludulamare, and Ori are the ones that you will interface with, not Akamare, who is the creator of the universe and the heavens, inner court and outer court. Ladies and gentlemen, as we stand with our hands open, waiting to receive, we acknowledge Akamare today. We are an African race, and there's no sense of us speaking about it or even being confused about it. We are to admonish those in our culture who looks like us. Lesson, we are blaspheming and worshiping, idolatry worshiping. It is now time that we should come to grips with ourselves if you are still bowing down to a Jesus that has been given to you by Michelangelo. You need to rethink your madness. You need to go back and rethink your madness. How can you continue on with this madness and think that God will hear you? You are not speaking to the Jesus with the brass feet and the woolly hair. How could you be confused to look at the Bible's description and see him with woolly hair, brass feet, and brown skin, and then look upon him as a blue-eyed soul brother? Come to your senses. Come to your senses now. My prayer, God, that each one of the members represented here today that are of African descent will be proud of who they are and acknowledge their African heritage and come to their senses. Father God, we've been so brainwashed that we think that what has been given to us is given to you, us by you, knowing that you have no affairs over this earth and that we must acknowledge the God within our own race. Not that we're racist and not that we're separatists, but we're clear about who we must embrace. We must come to our right senses and our right frame of mind. We've been so out of our mind for so long that we've called up, down, and down, up, and in, out, and out, in. We must come to our right frame of mind, Father, unless we let this confusion go. Today, I implore each and every one of the families represented here today to purpose in their heart to continue to seek and to search for the cultural heritage of their African descent. There is nothing wrong with accepting yourself and loving yourself. You must know yourself, ladies and gentlemen, and you must love yourself. You must acknowledge that you are not bad because you were born with a different hue. You must remember that triple darkness, out of triple darkness, all light came. Dark matter is what we are made from. So we must begin to acknowledge that we are quite happy with the way that God has created us. We were created from him and not made from a substance. And because we're created from him, we have his essence. And because we have his essence, we were brought here full of fire, full of all things we need, lacking and wanting and needing nothing. Now, as we come into our energy perception and understand that we are pure energy, we are made from a ratified formula. We must begin to act like kings and queens, and we must begin to call things that be not as though they were. I'm calling you into subjection today, you queens and kings, and you gods and goddesses. Come into your right standing today and come back to yourselves once again. I say to God be the praises. We magnify you, Father, and give you all the honor and the praise that is due here today. And we say to God be the glory. Father God, we like to pour libation for Akamare today. And we say, libations, Akamare, we acknowledge you and pay homage. I like to pour libations to my Father's spirit, and I say, Father, drink well, libation. I like to pour libations to my mother's spirit, and I say, Mother, come and sup with us and quench your thirst, libation, Mother. I set a candle before my Father, that the light may flicker and that he may find his way back under the tunnels and the annals of the history pages back home. I light a candle for my mother, that she might see her way back to the circle of life, Mother. Line yourself with your sisters and brothers. Father God, we thank you for the ancestors, Shekez Diop. We thank you for Nina Simone, Zora Neale Hurston. We thank you for Clara Jenkins, Eugene Lilly. We thank you for Tommy Pete Harvey, Michelle Harvey, Tom Harvey. We thank you for Ruby Lee Bracken. We thank you for Aunt Essie Lee Pope. We thank you for George Lilly. May those ancestors come and be with us today, and may they be a witness here today, and may they reconnect with the circle of life. As we call them and stand on their shoulders, ancestors, you are welcome here today. If you're in the annals of the history pages, come off the pages and come home. If you're in the middle passage and you cannot find your way through, latch on to your brother and sister and grab hold to his bootstraps and let him lift you up. Let him lift you up where you belong today in the circle of life. Come back home. And if you're out there with Buffalo Bill, Buffalo Bill and the Indians, connect with your African people and bring them home today out of the wilderness, out of the woods, out of the rain, out of the dark matter. Bring them home today as they reconnect today. And may the energy frequencies vibrate in their mind and their body. And may the ninth ether in their hair reconnect to their higher source, to Godhead. And may all of your ethers that is on your head today with the springy coils, may they reconnect to the Godhead and wake you up and give you vision today so you have clairvoyant hearing, audio clairvoyant hearing, and come into your natural black selves once again. And we say all praises, all praises, all praises be to the Most High. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for going on that talking cure with us. And we acknowledge you today, and we praise your household, and may your households be blessed down to the thousand generation for loving God. And if they are hating God, may they be cursed down to the thousand generation. And those who are out to kill Africans and those who are out to destroy Africans because they are making the planet open and prepared for those many breaths of air that need to breathe, and if they're on a mission to kill Africans, I say may they be cursed down to the thousand generation. Who has the right to go out on a mission to annihilate African people? Who has the right to come forward to boldly say that they're creating a genocide against us? Who are those people, and where are they? And if they're out in the atmosphere, may the holes that they dug and all of the creations that they've created to destroy black people, may they fall in their holes themselves. This day, we will stop the annihilation of the deceitfulness to destroy a mankind of people. We are mankind people brought here on a mission by God, and we are not going to tolerate people boldly speaking to us about we have to annihilate and eliminate people from the face of this earth and watch them go by to destroy innocent people all across the earth. 30,000 black men and women decapitated in Africa. Why would God allow something like that to happen? Because he's waiting for you and I to stand the watchman on the wall. When you come into consciousness and come into your Godhead, your kingdom will come, people. How can you have a kingdom when you haven't come into your Godhead? I've been brought here to wake you up so you could come into your right frame of mind, knowing that somebody must be out of their ever-loving mind thinking that they're going to wipe out an African whose frequency is violent. even unto death. There is no death for the African. We vibrate even unto the grave. We come back into consciousness. And you can't kill someone whose time has come. You can't kill an idea or a concept. And God's work will never be destroyed. I'm excited about it today. You ought to get excited about it. I'm not going to fret in well-doing when I hear the news that 30,000 black men and women were slayed in Africa, decapitated. That's when the God says, rise up and speak out on behalf of what is unrighteous. If I have 60 minutes, 50 seconds, I'm going to use that time because the spirit is in the room today. We put down the topic today for the spirit. We allow the spirit to speak in its fullness. Speak, spirit, speak. Let the world know that what is being done on this earth, Obama, if you are a man that is gearing and directing this University of the United States of Africa, you ought to be enraged about it. And to let people leave this earth in that frustrating manner, you ought to be enraged about it. The 10 seconds I have, I want you people to know that you are going to have to not only get on your knees and pray, but Jesus said there'll come a time when you have to sell your coat and buy a sword. That means it's throwdown time, is what Jesus wanted to tell you and I. There will come a time when there'll be no more words left, and our words, his word, will not always be with us. But he told us there will come a time when you will have to sell your coat and buy a sword. Ladies and gentlemen, your tongue is your sword. Use your words like a weapon, like a sword, to slay those who would do evil and wicked things upon this earth. They know who they are. But we as black people here in the United States are just as bad off as the Africans are. Because when one African leaves this earth, it's just like one of us dying. I want you to know today is the time and the hour that you have to grow up, Africans. You have to grow up. And I do mean grow up in the spirit. And when you grow up in the spirit, there's nothing that can frighten you on this earth. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but a power and of a sound mind. And as you use that sound mind today, heal yourselves and speak to your mind and remind yourself of who you once were. You didn't have to revert to a Christian religion. You had no religion in a book. Religion came up out of you and I. We were the walking, living epistles, and we were the gospel. And we didn't have to stand out waiting for some man to give us the word. We turned into ourselves and asked God to give us a word. We are more now confused than we ever were, listening to all of these concepts and pedagogical philosophies of men who have been warped with their own drunkenness. We're going to have to turn into our silence and our meditation and ask God to reveal to us what is the climate of this time. What is the climate of this time, Lord? And what is expected of you and I? What is our mission here on this earth? At a time when the world is collapsing and all over the world, men are hurrying to gather up stock and stockpile other men's things. And all in the name of claiming filthy lucre, to take a life for filthy lucre. There must be a vengeance somewhere on this earth. The Africans can't be all wrong. And they can't be all distorted. Something is wrong in Africa. Could all of those Africans now be paying for a curse that they brought upon themselves? I say yes. When they turned away from their gods and embrace other false gods. They turn their backs on their own gods. Then the curses begin. Now you African Americans and I, we must intercede in prayer as well as in deed and works, because we too know too clearly how long we have been with this thing called Christianity and what it has done for us. Now here it's being embarked upon the African in Africa, and they're still dying, and they're still having wars upon wars, not just rumors, but wars. But so what is this Christianity doing for these Africans that it hasn't already done for the African Americans? Ask yourself, if this Christianity was great when the Crusades was here, then how come so many men and women had to lose their life all in the name of Christianity? How come it was only 20% that was worshiping and following on their own, and the rest of them had to be slain into submission? Think about it. We're using our right frame of minds today. We are clearing our minds today and reasoning with ourselves. There is too much happening on the face of this earth, Barack Obama, that you can no longer turn your heads to. Your cabinet and you are going to have to look in the direction of the confusion, and you're going to have to point out where the error is. Now, I'm on your side, Barack. I'm on your side, but you have to be for what's right. I'm pushing for you as much as I can here in this state, and I want to be with you. But you have to see what's happening to the African-American and the black man. You have to see it, and you have to know that someone must intervene on behalf. And I'm asking you, Barack, I'm asking you, the man that we chose, the night that we rallied around you, we believed that you were the Savior. We believed that you were the one sent to make a difference. Now make a difference in the lives of not only the African-Americans, but to those Africans who are dying needlessly, make a difference. And this interruption of this news broadcast has been brought to you by Omeika 7, because the Spirit has taken over in this room and decided to speak today. Speak, Spirit, speak. Let the mouth of the Spirit speak today, because what's on the heart of the Spirit will be on the heart of the people. And I bid you farewell, people. But keep your minds open and your eyes alert to what is happening in the end time, because we can no longer sit here in America unmolested without knowing what is happening in the motherland. The motherland is hemorrhaging now. The motherland is bleeding. We can no longer bandage it up. We are going to have to take sutures to what is happening, and we are going to have to speak on it. Because we aspire to go back home one day and to take over and to rule and to show our black Africans how we once ruled and come into rulership again. You cannot kill off all the Africans with AIDS and decapitation, because they keep growing up and developing through the babies that come. How long, Lord, how long would they kill the babies? How long will they put the children in orphanage? And will they grow up to take the places of their mothers and fathers? I'm disturbed today. I'm disturbed today. And coming on these airways, I have to pardon myself to interrupt the airways to tell you there'll be no discussion on essential oils today, because I have to get a word through to the people today. And the word is, we must pay close attention to what is happening on the earth and what is happening to the black man needlessly being slain and decapitated. No man or woman needs to be killed in that brutal way. What did they do that was so bad to cause them to have their heads taken? Their spirits will be upon you now. And all they've done is left the blood so that the spirits will be upon the households of those who have taken those needless lives. Africans are strong in their belief. And if you think you killed them because you decapitated them, you merely only shed their blood. And because their blood has been shed, it's on your hands today. And don't think that your households won't be visited. They will be visited by those family members. So this nonsense and this foolishness has got to stop. And somebody in their right mind has got to stand up and decree a thing. I decree this day that the needless killings in Africa will cease. And the prey that they have to go against those Africans with AIDS and all sorts of viruses will stop. Lest they visit those other men and women households who are doing the killing, the needless killing. Naomi has spoke, and the spirit has taken over today. The spirit has come to visit you in your households today. And I make no apologies for the spirit, because the spirit said that whatsoever is on the hearts of the people will be spoken today. And not only is it on my heart, but many of your hearts have been broken. And was not your heart heavy when you heard of this nonsense of your African brothers and sisters being slain, decapitated in the night, and left with their blood running down the streams and down the streets? And was not your heart broken when the brother Troy Davis had a verdict of innocent, but yet they destroyed an innocent man? How long, Lord? How long? How long must this nonsense go on? You ought to cry out today. You ought to cry out from your highways and from the byways and from the street yard and the courtyard. You ought to cry out today. And those of you that call yourself saints and say you are out there on the bandway, on the streetway and the highways, you ought to cry out, because we have been passive standbys and lookers. We ought to be powerful in prayer, because prayer is what changes things. The prayers of a righteous and fervent man will make a difference. Let the prayers and the meditation of my heart go forth, and may they cut like a two-edged sword, cut going in and cut coming out. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The innocent victims that were slain, Father, may every one of their souls be put to rest, and I walk those spirits back to the ancestors. As I walk those spirits back to the ancestors, I say, Father, give them sweet rest and give their family peace, and don't let them grieve too long. Take the sting out of death for them, Father, and give them hope again. Father, in a world where there appears to be no hope and is hopeless, bring peace and hope to those families, Father. But do not let them ever forget the assassins who purposely and needlessly took lives in that country. Father God, you are not a God that you should lie. Watch over your word to perfect it. You said the plans that you have for us are to succeed and not to fail. Where were the plans for those people, Lord? What is the plans that you have for them now, Father? Whatever you have for plans, make sure you extend it to their families and loved ones so that they won't be having gnashing of teeth. And the sting of death will never leave their households. Father, I thank you that you are God that repays favor with favor, and you are God that repays gnashing of teeth with gnashing of teeth. Now, Father God, stand in and do the work that you promised to watch over your word to perfect it, so that each and every one of these families will be vindicated. Now, Father, we are here in a desolate world, in the belly of the well ourselves as African American, and some of us are going through. But we will not stay in the belly of the world forever, Father. You have told us that we will be the head again and not the tail. Now make us the head and not the tail, and give us a voice to cry out. Let us cry loud and stand out and lift up our voices like a trumpet and show the house of Jacob their transgression. Father God, we pray this day will mark the day of new beginnings and changes for all African Americans who have suffered much, who have gone through long suffering for no reason. Give them hope again, Father, and give them the desires of their heart. As we wade through this water, Father, as we go down to the land that you promised us, help us, Father, as we prepare ourselves to wade through this water.
It looks like the man rushing into love.